As I was listening to Jonah, I was reminded of when I lived over in the Middle East. It took me a while to understand that there's something there, or was, I don't know if it's still there, in the awareness of the people, especially if you get out of the cities. There's an awareness of transcendence. There is an awareness. I'm not saying everybody's a saint. In fact, they're not. I can remember the sisters in the school in Bethlehem started a prayer meeting. This is going to knock your eyes out. And then he started to invite the parents. The parents say, "We're not coming. We're watching those children, and they're changing, and we don't want to change like that." Yeah, direct. What, in other words, that, why would these people from Nineveh do this huge repentance because some Jew came from the south and told them to? I mean, somebody walked in this door. I mean, I don't think, in other words, there's a kind of an awareness. They can sin. I mean, like that. We don't want to change. So we're not going to go to the prayer meeting. A lot of people here feel the same way, where they wouldn't be able to enunciate it. You know, deeper in them and more diffuse and not so clear. And it just struck me, you see. So this whole huge city repented and God spared it. That's a great grace. Jonah, on his second try, was endowed by God with the great power of the word. Now, on this feast of St. Francis, of course, we have our choice. I could read the special, as for many of these feast days, there's special readings. Yesterday or the other day for Therese, but I did read one of those. Today, the Galatians text, huh? The part. "From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear the brand marks of Jesus on my body." He had the stigmata, right? And the word in is, "I have the stigmata of Jesus, the brand marks of Jesus." That's where we get the vocabulary. And he did, like Padre Pio. You know, we're surrounded with such wonders, and we just don't get it. Amazing. Well, how does this apply to Francis? I was praying on how. You know. Well, again, unfortunately, they didn't translate well. I don't know why they do this. Maybe they think they're trying to make the text like the liturgy, which is a disaster. But we're getting, you know, we're getting somewhere. English, you know, is the only language in the world right now that has to redo its liturgical translations. Shows you there was a tendency to make it too, you know, not a sense of the transcendent. Here, sat beside the Lord, no, sat at the Lord's feet, listening to his word, not listening to him speak. Makes a big difference. To help people, just translate it as it says, you know, logos aftou. Why? Because then you can hear it. That's the better part, not just sitting at his feet. It's listening to his word. That's the better part. Well, he's talking all the time. And he gives us the scriptures. Oh, listen. You see? That's the better part. Francis did that. When he finally got religion, you know, he really did. And he was giving away everything to the poor. And his father got mad at him. Francis was never a name, you know, until he got it. Francesco means little Frenchman, because his father was in France buying cloth. He was a cloth merchant. You can still see the shop. It's still there in Assisi. Probably some of you have seen it. So he was born while his dad was away, so his dad said, well, chiamalo Francesco, in honor of my French trip or whatever. So that's how the name got into Francesco. His biggest gift, and it's quite nicely summed up in the prayer, was to get really fixated on Jesus. Listen to his word. You know the story, you just heard it anyway. You know, he wanted to do something important. So he finally joined that army going over there to Perugia. You know, it'd be like Montgomery Village getting in a war with Bethesda. I mean, it's not, you know, a war like we have wars. And he got captured. So he was sitting there in jail. And the Lord, did you read about that? The Lord said to him, came to him and said to Francis, would you rather serve the general or the king? And he said, oh, I'd rather serve the king. Well, then serve me. I'm the king. So they let him out of jail. One thing the Italians usually do are is human. You know what I mean? In the Mediterranean world, especially the Italian world, they're human. Am I right? You know, he's our enemy. He was beating us up, and then we got him, and I'll let him go home. He's only 20, 21 years old. So he's on his way home when he meets this leper. And he gives him whatever he has, and he hugs him. That night, the Lord came and with, I think he gave him his cloak, our Lord wearing Francis's cloak, and he realized, serving the poor is touching Christ. I'm going to tell you a quick little story about my holy aunt, Mary. Very holy lady. Very. In one level, she was a very simple woman. Another level, she had class. She was a fashion consultant on Fifth Avenue. And she dressed. She wouldn't even go to church in the morning at 7 o'clock without gloves and a hat. You know, just never leave the house. Well, she was old now. She was almost 90. And she was reading books at home, things she had never done before, a lot. She said to me, I read about St. Francis kissing this leper. I said, yeah, man. She said, you know, when I was a young woman, I just married Ed, and I was on the bus, because in those days everybody rode buses in New York. They were very nice and very, you know, clean and... I had on my nice new pink, I'd call it a mink coat, you know, and I was going to see it. This woman got on, she was black. She had sores all over her face, probably it might have been syphilis, I don't know. And she was kind of missing a leg, or limping anyway. She sat down right next to me, she had a little box with coins, and she was shaking it, and she was singing. So I said to her, my aunt, this Aunt Mary would talk to anybody, anytime. She took the New York gift and just raised it to a higher level. We were standing on a street corner once in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and she's talking to the guy. I'm here, she's here, and he's there. And she's talking to him. Of course. Hasn't God given us a beautiful day? Well, yeah, I guess he has. You know, then okay. So just as the light changed, she says, my nephew here is a priest. He'll bless you if you want, you know. Oh, man, come on. But God was so real to her that, I mean, you know. So anyhow, so we got off the bus, she said, my aunt told me, and this woman, they went off at the same place. So, you know, the woman is dirty and broken out in sores and maybe syphilis. And she said to my aunt, she's telling me this, huh? She said, will you hug me? And I hugged her. And then she looked at me. She said, you don't think. You don't think. I said, yeah, ma'am, that was Jesus. See, when she read that about Francis, she realized that it happened to her. You see what I mean? That's what it means to listen to his word.